Invasions and Collapse. Constantine struggled to keep the empire together, but the forces pulling it apart were too great. After his death, invaders swept across Rome's borders and overwhelmed the empire. The invaders belonged to northern tribes. Today, we call them Germanic tribes. The Romans called them barbarians. In the past, the Roman army had been able to defeat these tribes. Now, however, they could not stop the intruders. In the 400s, the Germanic tribes overran the empire. One tribe, the Visigoths, captured and looted Rome in 410. The Vandals, another Germanic tribe, took Rome in 455. The Roman emperor was almost powerless. The last Roman emperor was 14-year-old Romulus Augustulus. His name recalled more than 1,000 years of Roman glory. But the boy emperor did not win glory for himself. In 476, a German general took power and sent the emperor to work on a farm. After Romulus Augustulus, no emperor ruled over Rome and the western part of the empire. However, even after Rome fell, the eastern part of the empire remained strong. Its capital, Constantinople, remained the center of another empire, the Byzantine Empire, for 1,000 years. Reading check. Who was Romulus Augustulus, and what was his fate?